You know, the Kansas City Call, our beloved paper, and we got to thank activist journalist Lucille H. Bluford, who was at the helm. And today is Lucille H. Bluford Day in Kansas City. Did you know? Got the library named after her. And I'm so honored to talk to Dr. Sheila Brooks, who actually wrote a book, Lucille H. Bluford and the Kansas City Call, Activist Voice for Social Justice, released in 2018. How you doing today, Doc?
I'm doing very well. Thank you for asking me to join you.
Absolutely. And the thing of it is, as a first-time author, what I found just intriguing, the accolades your book received in 2019 NAACP Image Award for Outstanding Literary Work in the Debut Author category. So what was the inspiration behind doing this, Doctor?
The inspiration behind writing the book is that it really emerged from a doctoral dissertation on Lucille Bluford at Howard University in Washington, D.C. And I wanted to study an entrepreneur, an African-American woman entrepreneur. I wanted to look at feminist theories and critical race theory. And I wanted to see how Lucille Bluford's writings in the Kansas City Call newspaper over a 15-year period, how those injustices and oppression against women and blacks was articulated in her contributions in the newspaper between 1968 and 1983.
Wow, it's amazing. Love to hear it. And of course, we celebrate her today, her birthday. And, you know, she's not with us physically, but in spirit. What do you think her perspective would be in with the backdrop of today's social climate, political issues, racial strife? How do you think that would be?
If Lucille Bluford were living today, I do believe she would look back at the civil rights movement and see how important it was then in the 1960s and 1970s, and what the parallel is today, which is primarily achieving opportunity for all Americans, equality, economic security, social eliminate social injustices, eradicate racism. It's a very important time right now in America to reinvest in the struggle for overcoming inequality and discrimination. And I believe that Lucille Bluford would say that the civil rights movement, even though it happened during the 1960s, I grew up in the civil rights movement in the 1960s as a teenager in Kansas City, Missouri. I am a native of KCMO.
Wow.
And I believe that Lucille Bluford would say that that movement then and the movement now needs to continue to create change for all people of color.
Yeah, yeah.
For all ethnicities, so that we can and see how segregation and discrimination really help shape this world so that we can move forward and let the past troubles and current fight for racial equality come to the forefront.
Amen. Dr. Sheila done preached, so we're going to pass an offering plate, and I'm going to get it to her digitally. Lucille H. Bluford Day. Make sure you pick up the book, Lucille H. Bluford and the Kansas City Call, Activist Voice for Social Justice. Where can they get the book, Dr. Sheila?
You can get the book on our on the publisher's website, which is Roman and Littlefield. That's R-O-W-M-A-N and Littlefield, just like it sounds. Or you can go straight to our website at www.lucillebluefordbook.com, and it will direct you exactly where to get the book. That's www.lucillebluefordbook.com. And you can find the book along with Roman and Littlefield Publishers.
Thank you so much, Dr. Sheila Brooks. It was great to talk to you today.
Great talking to you. Have a great day there in Kansas City, Missouri, my hometown.